Hello, this 5 minutes the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 40, and let's go back to our fundamental scripture, which is, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, if you focus on it, unless you have believed in vain. And I always say, you have not believed in vain. That's why you're hearing what you're hearing. And you're interested and you are keep hearing. For I delivered unto you, first of all. What is this first of all? What is this priority he's talking about? It says, that which I also received, how that Christ died. How that Christ died. So that is the first thing, how that Christ died. We're talking about the death of Christ. And in talking about the death of Christ, we're looking at those who were with him, these disciples, and how they related with him, and how they related with his death. This is important and critical, because you will see what they have written, how they understood what was happening. But if we limit ourselves to how they understood it, how they saw it, how they thought of it, then we'll be limited to what? Sense knowledge. We'll be limited to what dead men saw and what dead men experienced. And when I say death, I trust you understand now. So they did not know what he had come to do. Number one, they did not know that Jesus Christ was their substitute. They did not know that Jesus Christ was their substitute. What is substitute? S-U-B-S-T-I-T-U-T-E. Substitute. So this will bring us to what we call the substitutionary work of Christ. The substitutionary work of Christ. And listen, what the series I'm going to go through is going to be such a great blessing. Even 10 years later, you'll be referring to this. Whatever years they are, you will keep referring to these words and say, listen, that thing that you taught me on 5 minutes of the prophet, it changed my life forever. Because immediately you understand this, you understand Christ, you understand the Bible, and you understand what went on when Christ died. And it changes your outlook on life. It changes everything. It changes. You will see that this is the true gospel. This is the gospel. Any man who hears this, there is no way you can hear this and understand it and not be changed forever. So they did not know that Jesus was their substitute. They did also not know that he had come to take on their dead nature, spiritual death. They did not know. And you see, the understanding of the Bible hinges on two words, the understanding of two words. When you understand these two words, they help you a lot. The word death and the word life. Two words. It's like a key with two keys on it. A key holder with two keys on it. Death and life. So when you come across death, the first thing, anytime I came on death, I was thinking of fall down dead. But when the Bible talks about death, the first thing the Bible is talking about is spiritual death. When the Bible talks about life, the first thing that the Bible is talking about is spiritual life. Listen, God is a spirit, according to John 4:24. God is a spirit. Because God is a spirit, anytime God is talking, he is talking from the spiritual perspective. But because men are natural men or sense knowledge men, when they are talking from the physical point of view. So if you don't take it and you read the Bible, you will go with your physical point of view because you are in this physical container called the body. But it will not help you unless you are able to now take on how God thinks. And when God is talking, number one thing, anytime he says a word, he is talking about the spiritual aspect.
So when it says death in the Bible, anytime you come across death in the Bible, it is talking about what? Spiritual death. And what is spiritual death? Spiritual death is the nature of Satan. Spiritual death is the nature of Satan. You remember Genesis 2:17, God said, in the day you eat of this fruit, you will surely die. What was he talking about? Fall down dead, not fall down dead. But that you will be impacted with the nature of death. The nature of death. So the first thing about death is that it is the nature of the adversary. It is spiritual death. Before you come to physical death, then you come to eternal death. So death in the Bible, three dimensions of it: spiritual death, physical death, and eternal death. And before any man will experience physical death, they must experience spiritual death first. So we'll come to that. When even Jesus was on the cross, he experienced spiritual death. And then immediately physical death could now come because spiritual death has done its work. And then eternal death could now take him to where all the eternally dead people go. So this is so critical in understanding Christ and his substitutionary work. You're so blessed. Bye.